so just shoot.
Okay. Alright. This is my friend. I was with him, but I didn't do it when I was downstairs, okay? My friend, his name is Eddie Miller, and when he was, you ever heard of seance? Mm-hmm. He was doing that. He shouldn't have. And anyway, he was doing it in this house with his friend. And then they were doing it, and then when they had a candle, right? And when they had their hands coming down like this, mm-hmm. and then the fuse went down just like that. When they turned the lights on, there was no fuse in the candle. And so then they went to go back inside, and I was downstairs, and they told me, and they went back upstairs, and the candle was gone. Mm-hmm. And so they looked around, and then all of a sudden, the candle was underneath the table. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how it happened.
Do you know when that is?
About a month ago.
Where do you get your stories?
Well, some of them I find that are true that people are telling me, and some of them I hear from, like, other people that when it's happened, or, like, something that's happened to me, I tell, you know, so, like, if I don't have problems in the future or something, like, oh, this happened to me, and, you know, this kid, so I don't go wacko or something, so I just like to tell them, get them out and tell people, you know, what's going on in life, and like how it happens and all these weird things, you know?
What kinds of things didn't you want to tell the following?
All right. What it was is that's because when we were inside the cafeteria, me, Michael, Jason, Danny, and Jadir, the one who made that, what, a flan cake or something?
Flan.
Anyway, me and him were telling some stories, and we got serious about the devil and stuff, started talking about this, and then Paul started tripping out, and he goes, he was like, oh my God, and he started shaking and stuff. And then when we had to go to the bathroom after lunch, he was afraid to go in there and stuff. And it was really scaring him. So, you know, we thought we'd calm him down. That's why I didn't want to say it in front of everybody else.
What kinds of things about the devil were you guys talking?
Well, just things like, you know, like the battle and the war, like when the world blows up and stuff. So I guess Paul's afraid to die. You know when it says, like, when all the people in the world die or something like that, God's going to blow up the world and make a new one. I guess Paul's afraid to die. And then, like, the devil and God are going to have a fight. And it shows on the Bible, God's up on a big hill and he's down at the bottom, devil. So, you know, I don't know. We were saying stuff up. We had another one that this was really true and this is really, really scary. My friend, her name was Rose. Her daughter used to go to this school, Becky. I don't know her last name. Her name's Rose. She was behind Eddie's house. And so a long time ago, when her son, Ross, not Ross, but her other son, when he was a baby and Becky was living in his house, okay? And she used to make tea for him every night. And then one night, Becky started crying, so he ran in there. She threw the tea bags in the garbage. She came back. And then when she had Becky in her hand, she had a long hallway, and the tea bags were all going all the way into the room.
Wow.
And so next time, Becky started crying again. She put in underneath deeper the tea bags. She came back out, all lined up and full of them, all the way to the room. So they went out, and then one day she slept in a hotel for a night. They came back, and then she put them in the garbage can. She came out, and nothing happened. And what it was, there was a ghost in her house. And there was a really, really, really true ghost. I don't really believe in ghosts, but anyway, Becky, which is her daughter, and this truly happened. She was sitting in her room in her bed. She wanted to go up, and then she seen a little boy just coming up to her like this out of like a right robe and stuff, like a thing of pajamas, and his ghost and a teddy bear. Looked at her like this, started walking up to her. And she freaked, she went like this, and he disappeared. And his name was David. He was 4 years old. His name was David. And the same thing, how the tea bags got tracked all the way from the kitchen to the thing was David. He put them there. It was a ghost in her house. He was a little boy that died a long time ago when that house was before. See, when the house, it got burned down and they rebuilt it for them. See, what it was is the house was up, and their parents and then the house caught on fire, and then the parents made it out, and he got burned to death, and he died. And But when they showed him as a ghost, he was, you know, like a little boy, and nothing really happened to him. And then the weirdest part was, though, is that he always haunted the house. Not that he wanted to, but it's his house, he lived in it.
What other kinds of stories do you like to tell? Do you have any more like
that? Well, I like to say that. Well, my dad, he told me a lot of scary ghost stories. Well, there's one about, all right, this is true. This has happened. This, we heard the tape that he recorded. My friend David, well, my Eddie's friend, I don't know his name. I think it was David King or something like that. He lived next door to him, Woodhaven, where this kid named Diamond used to live. And anyway, they had a certain room that he walked into, and they had a table, and they were doing a seance. And they taped this all that happened, and they heard Dracula and Frankenstein and all the other ones. And they had taped it. When they did it, they heard all the noises. They replayed it back, and then they were sitting there, and all of a sudden their candles blew up. It said, poof. That glass went everywhere, they said. They taped all this on the tape. And let's see what else happened. And when we had the, in my house, something strange happened to me. I was sleeping right in my bed. Awesome. And I heard bang, and I woke up and looked at my closet. There's a board in there I've never seen before that was not in my closet. It fell down, so I picked it up, put it back where it wouldn't fall, went back to sleep. 2 minutes later, bang again, I went back over there. There was a board back on the floor. So I took the board and kept it on the floor, and I woke up the next morning, me and my dad walked in there, and I was sitting up. And the board, it was nowhere, and I still have the board at home.
The board to a house?
It's like a 2x4 or something. It's like this wide, though.
Yeah. Also, it's like a 2x8.
Yeah.
Wait, well, how long have you lived around here?
Have
you lived in
Woodhaven, is that it? No, you know where it's at?
Woodhaven, yeah.
How'd you know I was talking about that? Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh. That's down there by Pantry, Kirk and Forest Hill, behind Pantry. I live right, you know where Forest Lakes is?
Mm-hmm.
Right across the street at Dirt Road. I've done the road. I've been 10 years. All my life. I live in there. And I'm coming from here. I was born down here.
Yeah.
And my dad, he's gonna be 43 tomorrow.
Oh.
Yep. And my mom and dad, they got a divorce a long time ago.
So you live with your dad?
Yeah. A lot of weird stuff's always happened to us. We've seen a ghost run across our yard.
Really?
Yep. Halloween night, we seen something run across the yard, and this is the grass, and it was like that off the ground, running across the yard. And we were running across the yard, and I said, whoa. We went outside, and it was gone. It was so weird, though. It just happened instantly. We just looked outside, and all of a sudden, it was like walking at least a mile per hour. It was like, well, in a motion that it was going so fast that you only notice it for like a couple, it's like, it's gone, you know? Whoa. Me and my dad were, yeah. We got scared. And my dad, this was last Halloween night. And then we seen it just run across the yard. We got so scared. Even my dad, I don't believe he got scared. It was just so scary. Okay.
What are the kinds of things happen around here on Halloween? Like anything around the canals that you know about?
Not really.
Yeah.
Well, we have a canal on our road.
Yeah, anything happen around there?
No. Me and my friend, Danny, we used to run around the canal at night, and we never really seen anything.
Yeah. Well.
Unusual, you know.
Really nothing unusual,
yeah.
Anything like that happened around there?
Yeah.
Here, why don't we just move the chair around so you can face me and we just really talk. Okay. Sounds like there's a lot of stuff, though, that can happen around here. It sounds like you've seen a lot. Did it happen, like, in your friend's houses? And
oh, yeah, some things.
Only there? And
well, sometimes, you know, we've seen, like, on the news, they've seen things, you know, like strange things going on and stuff. And that's happened a lot, but nothing really. Can I take this off?
You want to shut it off?
No, I could take it off and, you know,
Well, no, it's just okay. People so you don't have to keep wandering away from it.
All right.
What other kinds of scary stories do you know? I just want to go across and sit on my
head. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
What other kinds of scary stories do you
know? Well, let me think. I know a lot, Alright, there's one where, you say it's true, I don't know, that this kid, he was, he had a knife, okay, and then he was bringing a knife, and he was going around showing his friends and stuff, and he showed it to a cop, and then they put him in jail, well, D.C., and then, when they had him in D.C., they had him in there for, like,
D.C.?
No, D.C., it's a, I don't know how you call it.
What do you do there?
Detention center or something like that.
Okay.
And anyway, they had him in there for like an hour. His mom and dad came and bailed him out. And then they asked him, why did he have that with him, you know, carrying it around? And showed it, you know, say, hey, look at it. You know, they should have not told him to take it with him. And then anyway, when he got back to his house, he had put it down right where you could see on the dresser. And then he went back and he came back in and he was filing it with his, sharpening it with his knife. His filing knife, well, I forgot what to call it. And anyway, he had put it back in his thing, and went next morning, woke up, and he had, you know, had it beside his bed, but it wasn't there, it was on the top of his dresser. So then he put it back, put it beside his bed, and then he fell back asleep. It was early in the morning, he fell back asleep, and he woke up again, and it was by his dresser. And then when he got up, he had asked his mom and dad if he'd move it there, and he said no. And then when he had found out what was going on, that he had a ghost in his house that nobody knew. But that's the weirdest thing. People have ghosts in their house and they don't even know it until, like, really strange thing happens.
Why do you think that's true?
I don't know. It's because a lot of things have happened to people in the past. And, you know, like having ghosts in their house, some seances and stuff. They say if you do a thing in the devil or something, that he'll stay in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true? You think so?
I don't know. I haven't had much that kind of stuff happen.
No.
You know, just like.
You ever heard of a Ouija board?
Yeah.
My friend's got one. No.
Do you do that much?
I would never go near that.
Why not?
That's all devil. And when you believe in a devil, so you could die or something. It's because they say when you do a seance and you stop, when you do it the same night and same time or you know, like a minute after, and you do it again, before he leaves, he'll pick somebody to take control of your body. A Ouija board is, you know how to use it, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's scary, though. That asking talk. You ever seen that movie? Ouija board, you ever seen it?
No, I knew about Ouija board.
Oh, God. That was scary.
Really? Huh.
They talked to the same kid, David, but he was 7 years old.
Oh,
this
really?
Kid that was in Ross's house was only 4.
Mm-hmm.
And, they had something like that, and this lady took control of her body. If you do it by yourself, they say. And, yeah, there's this guy supposed to be the devil and stuff. Took control of her body because she was doing it by herself. If you want to do it by yourself, it takes control of your body. And then that same thing happened to my friend. He took control of his body. And what had happened to him, he was going weird, wacko. He was, we didn't know this until he took him to a doctor. His head, what they did is they took x-rays. And his body, inside his bones were shaking. Outside of his body was just regular like this. Like, where's it shaking? And then anyway, this just happened to him, and he had powers, in a way. He could kill anything that got in his way. Like, if a car were coming at him and hit him, he would still get back up, even if he lost his arm or his leg, because the devil was controlling his body.
He could feel it, even though he lost it.
Well, I don't know. That's the strangest thing. Anything could happen to him in this thing. What happened to him, though, he ran out in front of a, what do you call those things? Not an Odyssey? You're seeing four wheels?
Mm-hmm.
He ran out in front of those, it hit him, and the guy got off, and he went to see if he was okay, and he grabbed his leg and tried to, the guy wouldn't get loose, and then he shook loose and ran, and then, you know, he called help for the kid, and then they had, this is when they very first discovered how it was going on to him. When they took x-rays, he had happened to him, he called the ambulance for him, and the guy came there, and they, he was so wild up, they had to put him in a straitjacket, and that was the last we ever seen of him. His mom and dad, they said he took x-rays and stuff, and his body was shaking inside.
I wonder if there's a whole lot of possession that happens like that.
That's why I'm scared to do anything like seances. Mm-hmm. I get nervous. I came close to doing a seance. Yeah. I was with Eddie. And see, I always hang around with Eddie's house. When I go home now, I'll probably go to Eddie's house.
Yeah.
And we were going to do a seance in his room again, but we didn't. Because I just get so scared, and then I start going like this and stuff, and I get so tingled, and my body starts shaking that I just get so scared that I'm like, no, I ain't even doing it. But first, when you think you're going to do it, and you get in there, and it's pitch dark, and you get so scared, then you don't want to do it. This girl that was with Eddie when he did it and stuff, what's her name? Her real name is Jennifer. This is the weird thing. This you're gonna get scared on. Well, it's kind of, you know, like, strange. She lives in Eddie's neighborhood. She was living by the church, and she got kicked out because they were having parties and stuff. And I know her. Her name was, well, she called her Princess, but her name was Jennifer. Now, I don't know if you've heard of this lady, but Princess Melissa, have you ever heard of her? She's supposed to be an evil lady. Now,
she live around here?
Well, I don't know. Princess, yeah. Well, Jennifer.
Yeah.
She pronounced her name as Princess Jennifer. Melissa.
Yeah.
See.
Princess Melissa. She
no, the evil lady we're talking about? We don't know. I don't know. She's probably dead or something. But we're talking about this girl's name. She named herself Princess. She called herself Princess.
Oh,
and Jennifer Melissa. And what it was is... Eddie was, when he had a seance, he looked in her eyes and she had devil eyes, and they were all red, about as red as a paper. And anyway, what was going on is he was really, 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 how would you say, freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on, he talked to this kid named Ross, which is Ross when he was a baby.
Yeah.
He was talking to Ross, and Ross told him about, you know, like ghosts and stuff. And what she knew about her a lot, that she could take control of your body and my body if you believe in her. She can take control of your body. I don't know how this has happened, but they're saying that Eddie's mind started getting messed up, but he's okay because she was doing this to his mind, and he was believing it, that it was happening.
Yeah.
And then Ross told him not to believe in it. And then we see her once in a while, but she don't know that we know about her.
Right. What kinds of things did he do?
Her?
Yeah.
What can she do?
Yeah, well, what kinds of things? Eddie was the one who got kind of possessed for a while?
Eddie almost got possessed by her.
Okay.
But,
that's
see...
What kinds of things Eddie ended up doing, you know?
No, he was okay. He was, he wouldn't eat, though. He wouldn't eat, he wouldn't drink, for like 2 days. And he wouldn't eat anything or drink. And
he had Wardo in the class.
Huh?
Eddie in the class?
No.
Oh, another Eddie.
His name's Eddie Miller.
Okay.
He's,
in fifth grade?
D1. Miss Dunham. And, he was okay, though. But after that, he was, this is only happening one night. He started believing in her, but, you know, he was like this and stuff. And he was okay after a while, but he talked to Ross and said, don't believe in her. And she doesn't know that we know about her, though. See.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that kind of stuff I think happens a lot. I think people just like to have control over people. You know, it's really as simple as that.
They say, like they say, the brain is the most powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you can control anybody, but she had something that, you know, she preached in the devil for a while, and that's why. See, when she was a little girl, somebody told her to preach in the devil, not to God,
mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to her. Her mind got messed up. And that's what she is. Nobody hangs around with her, except some kids that don't know about it, you know. She's like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. Huh. Well, look, you, I gotta pack up and go, but I think, you got any more stories? You want, got a real scary one you want to end up with?
Alright, let's see. Kind of short, but scary.
Okay.
Alright, there's this kid that was doing a Bloody Mary in his bathroom, and he was doing it by himself. And then they supposed to say it, and then when he did, she appeared, and he said to me what happened to him. I don't know if it's really true, though. But he goes that she appeared and said, what do you want? And he asked her all these questions. I don't know, he didn't tell me the questions, but what it was, though, he had 2 kilometers coming down like this, and it was that deep inside of his skin. There were no cat or dog claw marks. He went to a doctor and measured them. He said either it's like a human being's nails that were like cut in, or it was a knife or a needle. He still got 2 scars coming down.
2 scars, yeah, I bet he would. I'd have 2 scars too if somebody dug in the ear like that. Huh. Well, look,